You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Delicious coffee cake sitting in the bakery window. So I simply prayed, God, if you want me to have this coffee cake, give me a parking spot right in front of the bakery. And he said, sure enough, on the eighth time around the block, there it was, a parking spot right in front of the bakery. How bad do you want it? When I was about 8 years old, I wanted a basketball. The only income I had was the nickel left over from the quarter my parents gave my sisters and I each day to cover the cost of our school lunch, which was 20 cents. The nickel left over we could use to purchase an ice cream bar in the school cafeteria. And so I decided I could start saving my nickels every day and do without an ice cream bar, which I did for a long, long time until I had a large sack filled with nickels, enough to finally purchase that basketball. Yes, I loved ice cream, but I wanted that basketball even more. How bad do you want it? I had a boyhood friend who at a very early age decided that he wanted to become a doctor. His family had no money, but he scratched and saved by mowing lawns and working at the local grocery store after school and on weekends, oftentimes reading medical books as he pushed the lawnmower and practicing tying surgical knots during his break periods at the grocery store. He eventually graduated from the pre-med school at SIU and then received scholarships to the Loyola University Medical School in Chicago. And for some 30-plus years, he was the only family doctor in my hometown, taking care of those whose lawns he used to mow and those whose groceries he used to sack and carry, including my mother, who was also a patient of his. How bad do you want it? In today's gospel, Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? It's not so tough for most of us, like Peter, to say with our lips, you are the Christ. But we know that it's much more challenging to say it with our lives. If we truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, then Jesus must be the master and the center of our lives. Is he? Do we really want him to be? How much do we want it? Jesus himself reminds us in today's gospel that to make him the master and the center of our lives demands self-denial, sacrifice, and self-discipline. He tells us that there can be no discipleship without carrying the cross. How bad do we want it? The good news is, if we want it bad enough, with God's grace, it is possible to make Jesus the master and the center of our lives. Who do you say that I am? Think for a moment. If that was not Jesus asking you that question, but rather you asking Jesus that question, who do you say that I am? What would his response be? What would you want his response to be? How bad do you want it?